As we heard earlier, President Obama is now handing command of U.S. military operations in Afghanistan to General David Petraeus. Charles Sennett has interviewed General Petraeus several times. Sennett is the executive editor of Global Post. Charles, David Petraeus is the head of U.S. Central Command now. Why choose him to replace Stanley McChrystal?
Well, I think this allows the White House and the Pentagon to keep a consistency of command and a consistency of strategy. This is a pivotal moment in Afghanistan with the campaign in Kandahar just starting to get underway this summer, and I think they were really looking for consistency, and this allows that.
How is David Petraeus different from General McChrystal?
They're very different. McChrystal came out of a special forces background. The guy's famous for not eating anything all day until dinner time because he likes to stay hungry. He's seen as a maverick. He's always been someone who I think in the field, sort of, when you think of the archetype of special forces, you think of McChrystal. David Petraeus is very different. David Petraeus is someone who is a field general. That's how he became known and really made famous in the war in Iraq. Very successful command in the field. And he's someone who affects change from within quietly. Petraeus suffered silently a lot under Rumsfeld and then affected change and came up with the counterinsurgency field manual, which is now the playbook in Afghanistan. So in a way, he's the quiet leader as opposed to McChrystal, who's much more sort of a wild card, as has been proven.
And what kind of rapport does David Petraeus have with President Obama, and how much does the issue of rapport and personalities matter when it comes to running a war?
Rapport matters a lot, and from all accounts, there's a good rapport between General Petraeus and President Obama. The idea is that General Petraeus has quietly in the background endorsed President Obama's desire to do a surge in Afghanistan. And he's been the quiet architect of this policy that's really gotten into some trouble. And I think he can bring stability back to that. And I think the White House is very aware that this is a choice that will be accepted. I think it will be very popular among the troops, especially on the ground in Afghanistan.
This is making big news today, but in the long run, how much does it matter who's commanding the troops in Afghanistan? President Obama said it's a change in personnel, but not in policy.
I think it matters a lot. I think this has always been a policy that's had Petraeus' fingerprints on it because McChrystal was very much someone who General Petraeus mentored and really got him thinking about overall counterinsurgency campaigns and how to build them. So in that sense, I think rapport really matters. I also think it can have a huge difference if you feel supported by the White House. McChrystal clearly no longer had that. They had to make a shift. They've chosen someone who can really affect change in the field in a positive way at a pivotal moment in Afghanistan.
And yet, Charles, what's interesting is none of this removes the question marks and debates over the direction of U.S. policy in Afghanistan. What do you see ahead?
Well, I think we'll see that the Kandahar campaign will kick off. I think it'll have that classic Petraeus balance of a civilian surge with aid and development complemented by a military surge so that they take these towns like Kandahar, protect and hold, as General Petraeus would put it, and then build. And that's what we're going to see this summer in Kandahar. And that's really Petraeus' signature in terms of creating a counteroffensive campaign.
Finally, Charles, recently General Petraeus fainted during a hearing in Washington. Any concerns about his health out there?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and I think it's probably the one piece of the puzzle here that is an unknown, and that is his health. General Petraeus is a survivor of cancer. He had prostate cancer. He's gotten past that by all accounts, but that fainting spell was definitely the sign of someone who's tired. I mean, he said he was simply dehydrated, but General Petraeus is the most fit 57-year-old I've ever seen in my life. He jogs, he's a marathoner, he's very disciplined, he's very in shape. But at the same time, I think President Obama put it very well when he said he's making a big sacrifice for his country. This is going to be a grueling physical task for this general to travel back and forth between Afghanistan and Washington. He's done it before with Iraq. He's shown that he has the stamina. But I do think it will be a strain, and I think that's a question here.
Charles Sennett, executive editor of Global Post, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.